Make any attempt to quickly describe James Airey, and you're bound to leave something out. James is an artist, teacher, composer, five-time Jeopardy champion, and one-time mayoral candidate, and hotel concierge. WWNO listeners may know him best as classical music host and music director for the station from 1999 to 2007. Since the launch of Classical 104.9 FM, James has returned to the airwaves, hosting classical programming 3 days a week. James, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. With that introduction, I feel severely underpaid. I've been busy.
As far as the classical music scene here in New Orleans, what have you noticed as far as the changes that have happened?
One of the really heartwarming things in the weeks and months immediately after Katrina was the speed and rapidity with which performing arts organizations got back up and running here in the city. That was the Friends of Music with concerts at Tulane. Members of the LPO were performing here in the city. They were booking the venues and getting people to show up and printing concert brochures, and they were getting people to return in those venues. And that was really, really remarkable to see. That was sort of heartwarming on many, many different levels.
And what did you do, I mean, after Katrina hit?
Well, we actually, Jack Hopke and Farrah Hudkins and I relocated to Atlanta. And for several months immediately after Katrina, we were broadcasting live out of the studios of Georgia Public Radio in Midtown Atlanta, broadcasting back here to New Orleans using satellites and towers and all sorts of machinery, a giant gerbil on a wheel. And it all kind of came together. And I believe we were back here in New Orleans the week before Christmas. So we were gone those months up there in Atlanta. Stayed here in New Orleans, got everything sort of as well as could be expected back to normal. Relocated to the University of Nebraska at Omaha and was there until I returned here a few years ago.
The other UNO.
Exactly. All of my sweatshirts and T-shirts transferred for college credit, yes, from one UNO to the other UNO. Exactly.
So now you're returning to doing programming and hosting here at 104.9 FM. How does it feel to be back?
It's amazing. We got out the calendar and realized that I had departed in March of 2007 and was back here in February 2017. So almost 10 years to the week to be back. It's really a feather in the cap for everyone here at New Orleans Public Radio to have been able to secure this new frequency on traditional FM radio, 104.9. New Orleans Public Radio had been broadcasting classical music on the secondary HD stream. We are now the only station here in the Gulf Coast between Texas and Florida that has a 24-hour dedicated classical music station on traditional FM radio. And it's something that we've been needing in New Orleans for quite a while, and it just fell the right way to be able to secure this frequency, to get the staffing, to get the library up to date, and begin broadcasting as we did earlier this year.
How do you go about getting the library up to date?
Well, we had actually stopped receiving a lot of the newer releases from the big American and European recording labels, Deutsche Grammophon, London, Decca, Sony Classical. So getting reestablished with them, reinitiating contact with them, and we're getting parcels on a weekly basis. We're trying to get as much of the new music, the new releases on the air as we can. While still maintaining some of the performances and recordings that people have gotten to know over the years. When you're programming classical music for this or any other radio station, or you're creating any work of art on your own, it's really important to know your audience.
James Airey, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
You can hear James Airey hosting classical music programming from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on Classical 104.9 FM and the WWNO HD2 stream. Jack Hopke does Mondays and Tuesdays at the same time. For WWNO, I'm Joe Schreiner.